Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And Fan Weather comes to us via Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot with storms likely, and a high of Jesse James, which is 81. Jeff Hathorn in. ESPN just put out its all quarter century football teams. They made some outrageous picks. LaDainian Tomlinson, not among your top three or four running backs, was insane. But Jeff has an idea. Let's switch this to Steelers since the year 2000. Jeff, please take over.
So we will go through all the skill position, pick the best offensive lineman, but we'll start at quarterback. Is there any question here?
I mean, Kenny Pickett for sure.
Well, I have to get my mic on first. Yes, no question.
All right, so Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback, your yes. running backs. Jerome.
How many do I get?
Two.
Okay.
Jerome is easy. Who do you guys have as number two?
Le'Veon Bell.
I would say that too. I hate the way that ended and I hate how it got, but as far as strictly running ability and what he, yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
All right, I agree.
Did Jerome do his best work in the 2000s?
It didn't matter.
Or
he was still in the conversation.
Because he's a Hall of Famer and won a Super Bowl in the 2000s.
I think he still had some great years in the. I'm just trying to remember what he did.
Willie Parker would probably be
Willie
the third
Parker,
option.
Willie Parker's an underrated guy, but I go Le'Veon. You?
Mendenhall
had some very good years.
He did.
He didn't just go off the crazy train.
I can't even remember who they're running back. Oh, Najee was the running back lately. Yeah, not much there.
Speaking of Willie Parker, how about this? This is according to Alex Kozora. The last time the Steelers scored an opening drive touchdown was in week one of 2008.
Opening drive to start a season.
It almost seems like
score an opening drive touchdown in week one.
Yeah.
2008, Willie Parker had it.
It almost seems like it's been that long since they started a game that way.
It does.
Like
it's
any
been
game.
At least a year.
At least a year goes back to last. Yeah.
All right, wide receivers.
Well, Antonio Brown.
Three.
Okay. Antonio Brown.
Has to be.
Hines.
Yeah, still
for
there.
For sure. Oh, boy, Jeff.
The third one.
This is one of those where it's like,
oh.
I went with Santonio.
Oh, boy. Santonio, absolutely Santonio.
Yeah. I mean,
but
yes. When
Plax, Mike Wallace, Juju all had more receiving
yards than Santonio. Yeah, but Santonio did what
Santonio
none of them did.
Won them a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl MVP and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not just talking about that catch. That whole playoff, he was unbelievable.
He was.
Yeah, I'm taking him. Good one, though.
Tight end.
Well, there's no other conversation
right?
on him.
Best offensive lineman during that time.
That's a good
Holy
question.
Ostrich milk.
I'm going to go Pouncey.
Oh.
But Faneca still is my, he was still around
Faneca's
to win.
Gold jacket.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
he did
hard to go
most
against.
Of his work yes. in the 2000s.
All of it.
It's Faneca.
Yeah, it's Faneca.
For me.
And Pouncey,
I'll tell you who's not
good.
Far behind is DeCastro.
Yeah, but would you put Pouncey ahead of DeCastro or not?
At the height of their power, maybe. Maybe not.
You know who's underrated in all this, and he was here a short time, was Hardings at center.
Really yeah. good. Yeah.
He was very good for them. Defense, nose tackle, Casey Hampton, no objections.
No objections,
unless it's Mount McCullers.
Defensive tackle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam.
And there's two.
Are these defensive tackles or defensive?
I'm going to say
Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith's a good one.
Who am I missing?
I was thinking of the guy who...
Kiesel, Tuitt.
Stephon Tuitt was my pick. That was the guy I was thinking of.
He had a ton of talent.
If he had just continued to play, I know he had his stuff with the family and everything, and he walked away. He just walked away. We haven't heard from him since.
I'm going with Aaron Smith.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Outside linebackers, fairly easy.
Harrison
and Watt.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Did you see the Harrison video, by the way, that was posted about... I don't know, when last
he
night.
Called Kiesel?
No, where Josh Miller walks in and says, how many James Harrisons would it take to beat a silverback gorilla? And he was lifting, and then he put it down and said, two. Josh goes, why two? He says, well, one's got to film it.
That's pretty good.
That's a great line.
Anytime this comes up, though, I have to plug Lamar Woodley. Who I think got
postseason wise, he had numbers that no one else had.
The greatest, who is the greatest sacks per game artist in the history of the National Football League in postseason? Postseason sacks per game. It's him.
Yeah.
It's not Lawrence Taylor.
He had multiple.
It's not Bruce Smith.
Back when it's like they
made two every game.
It's Lamar blanking Woodley.
Here's the thing: Harrison and Watt each force 33 fumbles.
Yeah,
like, that's wreaking havoc.
They're
inside,
the obvious choices.
Inside,
it's. Unquestionably for me, the farrier pigeon.
There's two of them, though.
Who's the other?
Who's your second? I'm going with the guy who ran with him for about 6 years, Lawrence Timmons.
Yeah, Lawrence Timmons is good. Whatever happened to Lawrence Timmons, by the way? He's gone out.
How about Lawrence Foote?
That's
a good one, but I'd give Timmons.
How about Ryan Shazier? Who, in terms of talent, might have been the best of the bunch.
Unfortunately, the injury took that out.
Kind of like the Gale Sayers. If he would have been
He would have been, but...
Well, are we going resume?
Don't you have to do resume if you're talking about the best?
This was our same Jack and Tiger debate, which nobody would doubt that Jack had the better resume, but if the question is, who was the better player at the height of their powers?
Jack.
You say that, but a lot of people would say Tiger. So...
Who would you say, Jeff?
If you're asking me who are the two best inside linebackers for the Steelers since the year 2000, for me, it's James Farrier and Ryan Shazier.
I disagree with that only because of, unfortunately, he would have, but I got to look at what did happen on the field. That has to be a big consideration on this. But how would you answer Jack Tiger?
Jack.
Thank you.
Jack.
It's Ohio State,
Jack. Jack. Finished second,
19 times in major.
Third,
but again, that's stats and resume, which I get.
Although I will
it didn't
say
have
this.
But again, he didn't play at a time when media was.
Who's better, Gale Sayers or this isn't Jack Tiger? This is different. Who's better, Gale Sayers or Frank Gore?
Okay, I understand that point. If you're talking about dynamic player, we could talk about dynamic player if you want.
I'm just talking about pure greatness. Who was
you could make the argument that Frank Gore should be in the Hall of Fame based on his career.
I think Jack played against mentally tougher players than Tiger did. Those guys were playing.
But Tiger, to his credit, wore them down. Tiger's,
oh, I know.
Tiger's to go. We only have 48 seconds.
All right. Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Safety.
See, here we go. This is
safety.
Sean had to, instead of all this stuff going away, it's
what
a bring it up.
By Sean.
Polamalu and Minka. Safeties? Or
clearly.
Do you put Ryan
yes.
Clark?
No. I love Ryan, but no.
Ike and who?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Ryan Clark was a hell of a player.
He was. I'm not saying
Polamalu
he wasn't.
Polamalu and Clark.
Oh.
I'm not.
No, I have
the
to
impact
go.
Impact plays are Minka.
I know.
Corner. Ike and who?
Ike and that's a good question.
I have
because
Deshae.
Holy horse.
Now you're going.
I have Joe Hayden.
McFadden.
Joe Hayden.
Hayden, I guess. Hopefully it's Joey Porter Jr. as this conversation
Who's your punter,
goes on.
Jeff?
Jordan Berry.
Who's your kicker? Boz, right?
Has to be Boz.
Boz.
Nobody
would have been Reed up until a couple of years ago.
You have another hour and a half. Who's your coach? Cowher or Tomlin?
I didn't even want to broach
offensive
that
coordinator.
Subject
there have been
Matt
a lot of
Canada.
Those.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys. Have
a
wonderful day.
And you're a spiritual guru. You're a philanthropist. You're an example
well,
for
Joe.
Everybody in the country.
Joe's out the door to play golf. Have a good one, Joe.
See you guys.
See you
Thank
guys.
You, Sean. That was
Bye,
great.
Bye, Sean. Don't
Thank
call
Give us one more Dom the intern drop before you say
He's
goodbye.
In the building now.
I love that kid.
Moron. Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Of course, I'm a moron. That's what
I
it
didn't
is.
I insult Bob.
Yes, he did. Bye-bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.